Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Bolton man is in jail after he allegedly beat a woman, tried to break into a home, and fired a shotgun at deputies while fleeing arrest early Tuesday. Thomas Devine Barsh was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon after an all-night manhunt. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone allegedly pointed a laser at an airplane Monday. The plane was coming in for a landing at Columbus Regional Airport. The incident was reported just before 9 p.m. on U.S. 701 South. The Crusoe Island wildfire was contained at just over 340 acres Tuesday night, according to the Forest Service. It's still being monitored for possible rekindling. Smoke from the blaze was visible from Sampson County to Myrtle Beach. An air quality alert was issued due to the smoke in Columbus County on Tuesday night. After a wind shift moved the fire away from a number of homes, air and ground attacks kept the fire from further encroaching into the green swamp. We have photos and video at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Now, fire departments across the county have stayed busy this week with a number of fires, mostly from illegal burns. Continued gusty winds and low humidity are causing wildfire conditions to further deteriorate. Citations are being issued by the Forest Service and the county for all illegal burns, no matter how small or how large they are. Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said, regardless of the size of damage, a burn ban went into effect Friday morning in the county and across the state, and no burning means no burning. The Columbus County Planning Board on Tuesday reversed its plans to regulate campers as primary dwellings in the county. The move came after commissioners sent the proposed ordinance back to the Planning Board after several dozen residents spoke out against it. Now, the plan would have required camper trailers and RVs that are used as primary residences to meet the same setup standards as mobile homes. Paul Rokenbach was sworn in as Wyville's new chief of police Tuesday at City Council. He took the oath on a Bible held by his wife, Allison. It was penned by his wife and father. Rokenbach is a 10-year veteran of the sheriff's office. He also most recently worked with military intelligence in South Dakota. Democrats in the state house filed a bill this week to allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition at state colleges and universities. The bill, titled In-State Tuition Equity, would allow high school graduates who attended North Carolina schools but lacked legal immigration status to pay in-state tuition. The bill is not expected to make it out of committee. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a wreath-laying ceremony Saturday to commemorate Vietnam Veterans Day. Events start at 9 a.m. and refreshments will be served afterwards. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Wyville. Friday's Vietnam Veterans Luncheon at Southeastern Community College has been canceled. Peace Fellowship Church is going to hold a Blessing of the Animals service on March 29th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 5847 Red Hill Road in Wyville. All animals are welcome. Please have them on a leash or in a carrier. Contact Pastor Jerry Dalton at 843-283-7298 for more information. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church will host Fun Day Sunday at Nolan Park in Wyville on March 30th. Events start at 10 a.m. with worship. There'll be activities, lunch, and fellowship throughout the day. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.